This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Adam Schiff. Wayne Allen Root here, by the way. Adam Schiff tells senators they must not allow Trump to run for re-election. Come on, this is so comical. Do you remember when Saddam Hussein was in power in Iraq and he had some guy, I can't remember the guy's name, but he was like Baghdad Bob or something, and he was there, you know, it was like Tokyo Rose. He was their propaganda minister. And he was just like, when the Americans land, they will all be killed. Every one of you will die. Don't land. Please don't land. We have to kill you all. You'll all die. It's a fact. And, of course, you know, we won the war in a week and killed like 300,000 Iraqis, and they killed like 100 of us. So it wasn't even close. But this guy was screaming that, you know, it's a fait accompli. Muhammad has decided that you're all dead. And it was just comedic. It was ridiculous. Anybody would know that his people were dead. So the more he screamed, the more stupid he looked. That's Adam Schiff. This guy's Baghdad Adam. It's bizarre. You got to remove Trump from office. You can't allow him to run for re-election. If the Senate allows Trump to run for re-election, we will never know if the Senate was fairly won. Excuse me, if the election was fairly won. Instead, we're here today to consider a much more grave matter, and that's an attempt to use the powers of the presidency to cheat an election. For precisely this reason, Schiff said, the president's misconduct cannot be decided at the ballot box. We cannot be assured the vote will be fairly won. And then later on his presentation, he said, a president this unapologetic, this lawless, this unbound to the Constitution and the oath of office must be removed from office lest he continue to use the vast prejudicial powers at his disposal to seek advantage in the next election. Look, I've said to you again and again that Democrats rely on Saul Alinsky weapons of mass distraction and weapons of mass distortion and rules for radicals. Everything is about lying and distortion and distraction. And when you look in the mirror, whatever you see, blame the other guy. When Adam Schiff looks in the mirror, he sees a fraud who hates America and hates the U.S. Constitution, is a criminal and should not be allowed to serve in office. So he throws that, casts that aspersion at Trump. He's talking about himself. He's the one who violates the Constitution every day. How many of you know that Elizabeth Warren has said that if she's elected president, she will form a commission whose goal is to study every member of the Trump administration and see who they can bring to justice. Folks, that's a lynch mob. Basically, they're looking for crimes. They're trying to create crimes that aren't there. They're trying to put Republicans in prison or, in the meantime, bankrupt you with legal fees even if you never spent a day in prison, even if you never did anything wrong. That's what they did to me. That's what Obama did to me, Wayne Root. He tried to bankrupt me. He knew I didn't do anything wrong with my taxes. And, of course, it's a fact I didn't do anything wrong with my taxes because after an audit of 4 years of my life, looking under every crevice, under every line of 4 years of tax returns, trying to destroy me, they found nothing. I didn't owe 1 cent, not even a penny. Doesn't that prove from the very beginning the whole thing was a witch hunt? Of course it proves it. But they didn't care. I had to spend a lot of money in legal fees and accounting fees and a lot of sleepless nights. This is what these scumbag liberals do. They censor you, they hound you, they persecute you, they intimidate you, and they conduct witch hunts against you. It's all, you know, they're all kissing cousins with communist dictators. And that's how communist dictators destroy their opposition. I guarantee you, Fidel Castro, whoever was his opposition when he took over in the early 1960s, I'm sure he either tortured them or murdered them or took their businesses away or all the above. And went after them so you needed lawyers and the lawyers bankrupted you and sucked your blood dry like a freaking vampire. It's unbelievable how bad liberals are. It really is. But every word that Schiff said describes himself and the liberals. They're lawless. They violate the Constitution every day. How are they lawful when they have sanctuary cities and sanctuary counties and sanctuary states? They wouldn't know the law if it hit them in the face. Schiff says Trump must be removed because he threatened our national security. Not removing Trump could cause potentially irreversible damage to our national security. No, really, actually, Adam, national security damage was caused by Barack Hussein Obama, who took the side of Muslim terrorists, who took the side of Muslim extremists, who wouldn't even march in the biggest march in France, in Europe, after that incredible, what was it, like a three-day spree of Muslim terrorism, where they ran around killing people. I think they killed 100 people in a nightclub, and they killed people in a Jewish deli, and they slaughtered people because they wrote a cartoon. The animators got slaughtered at their magazine. Was it like Charlie Hebdo or something like that? It was like a weekend of Islamic terrorism. And everybody marched in every country in the world, sent their world leaders to say, we will all stand together against terrorism. Islamic terrorism, Islamic extremism. Obama wouldn't go. By the way, in my book, I wrote The Murder of the Middle Class, and I wrote The Ultimate Obama Survival Guide, and I wrote Angry White Male, and all three books were basically about Obama. And all three books had like a there were chapters with at least 100 different reasons why Obama took the side of Islamic extremists and brought so many Muslims into the United States of America with no extreme vetting. So you have no idea what they believed in, how radicalized they were, and what it would lead to in the future. And, of course, it's not just about terrorism. It's about the fact that I saw the study, and I think it's 80% of new Muslim migrants brought to the United States needed welfare from day one. 80%. Or maybe, I think I have the number wrong. I think it's 60% needed welfare and 80% needed food stamps. So either way, you're bankrupting America, you're causing massive debt, and you're causing higher taxes to pay for all the spending and all the debt, and higher taxes on Americans because you made the decision, you want to come to America, I got to spend more in taxes? When you think about it, it's the most ludicrous thing I've ever heard. In other words, freedom is you can decide to go wherever you want to go, and I agree with that. You could go wherever you want to go with limitations. We have borders. We should have a wall around the border. We should have very strict entrance criteria. But if you could make it through all those things and you want to come to America, great. As long as you don't cost me a dime as a current American taxpayer who was born here, it's not my job to pay for you to come here. It's not our job to pay for millions of migrants. It's bankrupting Europe. It's bankrupting England. It's bankrupting France. Bankrupting Italy. Bankrupting Germany. Bankrupting Spain. Bankrupting Belgium. If they're dumb, that's fine. We don't have to be that dumb in America. So Obama was the guy who was hurting national security. Benghazi hurt national security. Fast and Furious hurt national security. You know what else hurts national security? When the economy is doing bad. You can't possibly have as good a national security because the country's bankrupt and the people are depressed. And the economy was horrible for 8 years under Obama. And of course, then he passed Obamacare and that bankrupted the whole middle class and wrecked small business. Everybody forgets, man. Short memories. Everybody forgets. When Obama was president and I lived in Las Vegas, my God, every single strip mall and shopping center, 3 out of every 5 retail spaces were empty with signs saying out of business or looking for tenant. 3 out of 5 spaces empty. 6 out of 10 empty. Entire shopping centers empty. Entire strip malls empty. The world was coming to an end. And then Obama leaves, and Trump instantly creates this great economy, and the Democrats go, yeah, that wasn't Trump's fault. It came from Obama. What? He had 8 years to turn around the American economy. 8 years. Never succeeded for a second. As a matter of fact, in his last year, economic growth was way down. It was going back in the crapper in the last year, especially the last quarter of the last year of Obama's presidency. And Trump comes along and turns it around on a dime. Because he radically cut regulations and radically cut spending. Actually, cut spending, cut taxes. And those two things did create an instant economic resurgence a boom, a Trump miracle, a Goldilocks economy. And they want to blame Obama. Yeah, it had something to do with Obama. He had 8 years to turn things around. 8 years, never turned around. He created lots of jobs in the second half of his presidency, by the way. First half, he lost millions of jobs. Second half, he created lots of jobs, and they were all crappy minimum wage jobs that didn't even give you health insurance. They had no benefits. Isn't that ironic? So you needed Obamacare free from the government. Every job Obama created was like for an illegal immigrant to clean dishes, clean toilet bowls, or be a, you know, mow a garden, mow a lawn. That's the only jobs of the Obama administration. Who proved that? Obama's chief economic advisor, a professor from Princeton whose name escapes me, who the minute he left being Obama's chief economic advisor, did a study at Princeton and proved that like 92% of all Obama's jobs were minimum wage jobs, the crappiest jobs any human being has ever created. And that guy probably received so much crap, so much negativity, so much hate from liberals who called him a traitor for putting that study out, that he committed suicide. You know that? The chief of Obama's economic council committed suicide after putting that study out, proving that 92% of all the jobs Obama created were crappy jobs. Why did he commit suicide? I'm sure there was depression in his background. I'm sure it's not totally that. But listen, I know the vitriol and hate of liberals. I get it all the time. They're sick people. There's such mental illness in the minds of liberals. And I'm sure they all attacked him and told him he's called him every name in the book, threatened his life, or said, I hope you die of cancer, a painful death. And someone with a depressed background couldn't take it, and he killed himself. That's the head of Obama's economic council. Our nation was in great hands, wasn't it? These are people that'll steer you off the road. Crazy. But Trump needs to be removed because he threatens our national security. I'll be right back. Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
How did you sleep last night? I can guarantee you I slept better than you did, unless you've got a MyPillow. You know, I get the best sleep of my life. I work better, I sleep better, I interact with people better, and I have been healthy. The healthiest I've been in years. And it's all because I get a good night's sleep with my MyPillow. Now, it's not the cheapest thing you're ever going to find, but guess what? Good health is worth everything. Try a MyPillow. If you don't like it, you can send it back in 60 days. And you've got a 10-year warranty. It's made in the USA. And Mike Lindell guarantees you're going to love your MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get a great deal on a MyPillow by using my promo code, and I guarantee you, you'll get a good night's sleep, or you get your money back.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. I want all of you to get real. Get real. Get real water, that is. I live and die with my real water. It's the only stable negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go. And it tastes great, too. Real water has upped their game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline electron abundant powerhouse. And here's an additional benefit. You can put real water concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You'll be amazed. Here's the deal. Since you're one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of the real water concentrate. Free. 100% free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Boar sent you and get your free bottle. 702-381-1217. Go to TeamGetReal.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you a...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
My Doctor Suggests is the sponsor of this segment of the show. It's funny because I'm always talking about cold and flu season, and now we got to worry about this coronavirus. I don't know what My Doctor Suggests offers defense against coronavirus, and I'm not making any claims here. I'm just saying cold and flu season is why people take My Doctor Suggests, because it really is a great defense against colds and flu. And I drink their silver solution all the time, and I never get colds, and I never got the flu. And I also started drinking it, and I also stuck on their lozenges for the last 4 years and never lost my voice on radio. I came close a few times. Earlier this week, I came close a couple times on Newsmax TV, but it never quite goes out because in the break, then I suck on the lozenges and I'm fine. And, you know, remember, I'm talking all day, every day about business and then doing conference calls and then doing meetings and then doing more interviews on other TV and radio shows and then doing 3 hours a day of radio TV. It's thousands of hours of talking. But my voice hangs in there because of My Doctor Suggests, and no colds, no flu, no brain fog anymore, no leaky gut syndrome anymore. Great stuff. They've been wonderful for me. And I don't know, you know, nobody can make a claim as to what if something does against this new super virus from China. But I'll tell you what, I'll just keep taking my silver solution from My Doctor Suggests and sucking on their lozenges. And I think everyone else should too, because it just gives you immunity, keeps you healthy, keeps you safe as best as something can that is natural and holistic. Get 20% off and get the book, The Silver Miracle, free. 20% off not just your first order, but every order when you tell them Wayne Allen Root sent me. 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, toll free, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root, mydoctorsuggest.com/root. All right, I want to talk about something near and dear to my heart. There was a Wall Street Journal commentary today. I knew that California had passed a state labor law called AB5. And I knew it would be a disaster. It basically puts you out of business if you're an independent contractor. You do understand that in everything I do, I'm an independent contractor. I don't work for anybody. I am not an employee of anyone in the world. I am always an independent contractor in everything I do. And so all my life I've been an independent contractor. I'm 58 years old, and I graduated college at 21. So you do the math. You know, for about 40 years almost, I've been an independent contractor. I let everybody pay me commission on money I earn based on performance. And then I worry about the taxes, and I worry about the spending that comes out of it and the expenses that come out of it. Whatever's left is my net. Basically, I'm Wayne Root Incorporated. Always have been. And California passed a law that says you can't do that anymore. Every person that hires you has got to make you an employee. And that means they've got to provide you with health insurance. They've got to provide you with benefits. They've got to provide you with a pension. They've got to give you a minimum wage. It's the most ridiculous law in history. There are millions of people in this country who are independent contractors and want to stay that way. And so it's caused massive disruption with business in California. And everybody's thinking about getting out. The entire California is thinking about getting out. Truck drivers don't want to drive there anymore. The American Society of Journalists and Authors and National Press Photographers Association are challenging the law for abridging free speech. Because journalists who submit more than 35 articles to a single publication must be classified as employees. Vox Media in December terminated 200 California freelancers who wrote for its sports blog, SB Nation. So SB Nation, a very famous website, fired 200 people who were independent contractors, all making a nice little living. Now they can't make any living. This is typical of liberals. It's just like health insurance, right? I was happy with my health insurance. They came along and said, you know what? We're going to give you a better health insurance. I knew it would be a disaster, knew it, and then you wind up with no health insurance. Now I'm with Christian Health Sharing. I'm with Liberty Health Share rather than health insurance because health insurance is completely unaffordable. I'm not going to spend $2,000 a month on health insurance. I can't afford to spend $2,000 a month on health insurance, but I could spend $500 a month on Liberty Health Share. So I'd rather have something than nothing. All those 200 journalists now have nothing. So, believe it or not, they even put journalists out of business. It's unbelievable. And how about newspaper guys? They're all independent contractors. A lot of them are kids. No longer can you be a newspaper deliverer, deliver newspapers for a newspaper organization or a magazine because you have to be employed and therefore you have to get minimum wage and health insurance and they won't do it. Print papers are out of business. The whole thing is a disaster. Publishers are trying to furiously figure out how to deliver papers because there's an exemption for 1 year, and at the end of a year, they won't be able to have carriers anymore. Other contractors, including translators and court reporters, complain they've lost business and are lobbying for carve-outs. And sure enough, what does the article tell you? Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, Mayor Pete, and Bernie Sanders have all endorsed a national version of AB5. They want to put me out of business.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Democrats are continuing to make their case to impeach President Trump in a Senate trial. Democratic Congressman Hakeem Jeffries of New York says the president tried to cheat and then attempted to cover it up and got caught.
President Trump tried to cheat and solicit foreign interference in an American election. That is an attack on our character.
President Trump is praising China for its efforts to contain the outbreak of the coronavirus. He thanked China's president for their efforts and transparency. The coronavirus has killed over 24 people in China and has infected hundreds of others. 2 cases have been confirmed in the United States. A final look at your numbers on Wall Street. The Dow is down 170 points to finish at 28,989. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as War, your conservative warrior, capitalist evangelist, always fighting for conservatives and capitalists, small business owners, entrepreneurs, freedom fighter. Newsmax TV is coming up in about 24 minutes or so. My show is on at 8 o'clock every night, East Coast time, 5 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Central. Newsmax TV is America's fast-growing cable news channel, now in about 80 million homes, reaching 150 million Americans via online streaming devices. And I'm the host of Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered, five nights a week, Monday through Friday. If you don't get Newsmax TV, call your local cable carrier and tell them you want Newsmax TV on your cable dial. To make it simple, call this toll-free number. We'll connect you instantly to your cable system for free, and you can give them a piece of your mind and tell them you demand Newsmax TV so you can watch your favorite host, Wayne Allyn Root. Call toll-free 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397, and don't forget, it worked. It's not like this is a pipe dream. For 2 years, I had my listeners in Las Vegas calling up Cox Cable, telling them I demand Newsmax TV, and Cox Cable finally relented, capitulated, and back in November, we landed on 6.2 million Cox Cable homes, including Channel 96, here in Las Vegas. They're the number three biggest cable carrier in America, Cox. They picked up Newsmax TV, and I'm proud to say the Wayne Allyn Root Show is on every night at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific, Channel 96, Cox Cable. So call 844-500-6397, and you can do the same thing, accomplish the same thing in your area. Jonathan Zogby is our guest, public opinion pollster, author, public speaker, founder of Zogby International, a great poll, website zogbyanalytics.com. Jonathan, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Wayne, how's it going?
It's going good. Tell me about President Trump's job approval. How is he doing in the face of 3 days of terrible impeachment attacks with no response by our side yet? Our side, I guess, starts tomorrow. Loud start, by the way. Republicans are morons. How do you start on a Saturday? Nobody in the world is going to tune in on a Saturday. They get weekdays and we get a Saturday. But it doesn't matter. Nobody's watching any of it, is my guess.
Yeah. It's not really impacting his, I mean, as far as our numbers go and his job approval, it's not impacting. I mean, we've had him steadily at 51% approval, 48% disapproval all the way since late August. So,
and how does that track? For some reason, I don't know why, Jonathan, but whenever anybody quotes Rasmussen and Trump's numbers there, they always say Trump's at 50 or whatever it is, and Obama was 5 points lower at his same day on the presidency. Do you track at Zogby where Obama was on the same day of the presidency versus where Trump is today?
We do. And he would definitely be lower. And one of the other indicators I'm looking at, in addition to job approval, is U.S. direction. So we ask voters, do you
right track, wrong track?
Exactly. And historically, that's a pessimistic number. I mean, I was just going back when we were tracking that number under Bush, Obama. I mean, definitely Obama, you had a lot of years where he was in the low 20s, low 30s. So right now, with Trump in, his fourth year of the presidency, we have people saying that the U.S. is headed in the right direction, 46% versus 48% who say wrong track. Now, on the surface,
wow, that's close.
Big,
no, that's good.
But,
no, that's good.
But historically, that's a big deal. I mean, especially if you're going back to Obama's last year, you had a lot of months where it was 21%, 24%.
So there was just 21-7 against 70-something wrong track?
I don't know we have not sure in there too.
But oh, okay, got it.
It was probably in the high 50s, but I mean, just historically, because that just doesn't just take into consideration the economy; it takes into consideration everything,
right,
all sorts of public policy. So, I mean, that's a big deal, I think.
Yeah, no, I think it's a very big deal. I mean, look, that means that he's two down, and under Obama, it was generally 20, 30, or 35, 40 points down. And the media never is honest with us about this stuff. Yeah, Trump is not super popular, but he's more popular than Obama. So how could you call Obama a very popular president, Trump an unpopular one, when Trump's more popular than Obama? And the right direction, wrong direction was negative, at least negative 30 points under Obama most years. Under Trump, it's negative 2 points. That's a pretty big deal. That is.
Definitely. And, I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to ask how Trump stacks up against his Democrat challengers, because I'd be surprised if people are picking, you know, anybody on the Democrat side to beat Trump. I mean, I got to think he's up, even if it's by 1 or 2 points. He must be up against anyone on the Democrat side, no?
He is. We have him leading comfortably against Sanders, against Klobuchar, Buttigieg, Warren. The only person that we have him in a close race with is Biden. Joe Biden.
Which is crazy because it shows how unsophisticated the average voter is on the Democrat side. I mean, Biden is like I realize he's much more moderate than Sanders, and therefore he doesn't sound as crazy. But if you really study him, he almost looks like a test case for dementia. If you really watch him during the debates and the speeches, he doesn't have it anymore. Now, how could you elect a guy president who,
no,
we all know historically, Jonathan, by your 7th or 8th year, you know, you've declined dramatically. Here's a guy who on his first day would already be declined dramatically. He's not there anymore. He served 8 years as VP, and he's an old man now, and he just looks like an old man, sounds like an old man. Massive corruption problems, massive family corruption problems, mm-hmm. And he's their frontrunner. They've got nothing. They've got nothing else.
No, it's funny. Sometimes I'm digging through the data and I'm thinking to myself, you know, Trump versus Biden, Trump versus Sanders, this could be close. But then you listen to the debates and they really don't have much to go on. I mean, they're floating these giant big government policies, tax and spend. No one, I can't remember the last time in one of these Democratic debates where a moderator or even a candidate addressed, how are you going to improve upon the economy? What's your plan? Because things are going pretty good right now. It's like they're in a total alternate reality.
Right. Well, none of them can admit that the economy is good. To them, it's horrible. And it sounds ridiculous. I think, you know, if someone would say, look, I'm a Democrat, and I don't like the way Trump is running the economy, and I don't like his tweets, and I don't like his offensive comments, and I think he's a rude, brutal guy. He's not a kind of guy you'd want to, you know, babysit your children or hang out in a bar with, so I think I should replace you as president. But I'll admit, he's got the economy going good. I think I could do some things that would make it even better, but I wouldn't radically change it because it's going really good. I think that guy could win an election. But there is no such person. They're all making believe it's a bad economy. It's not a bad economy. It's a great economy. No. Best since Reagan. I think in some ways better than Reagan, but certainly the best since Reagan for sure. How can you say we're going to go the exact opposite direction of Trump? Wouldn't that bring you back to a bad economy? Of course it would. Who'd vote for that?
And he does have that going for him, because when we ask the specific direction of the U.S. economy, 55% say it's in the right direction, 35% say wrong track. The other thing, too, I think what's happening, and I've been noticing this with certain swing voter blocks, is that in this whole impeachment hoopla, the numbers really haven't changed. So, it's split down partisan lines. But with certain groups, I think there's impeachment fatigue, and I think what's done, and we talked about this last time, is it's pushed back into Trump's core, and now it's moving suburban voters and suburban women back into Trump's court. And that's really helping him.
So let me ask you one last thing.
Democratic.
Okay. Let's wrap this up, Jonathan Zog, with one last thing, okay? Liberals are losing their minds at the thought of Sanders being the nominee, okay? Hillary is attacking Sanders and saying what a terrible person he is. Nobody likes him. That's pretty funny. Pot calling the kettle black. Obama, his close advisors, Obama's advisors, are saying he's going to give some sort of a press conference in the next week to announce that, you know, he thinks it would be a tragic mistake to put Sanders as the nominee. They're all panicking that Sanders would lose in a McGovern-like landslide to Trump. And I agree with them. I hope Sanders is the nominee. I think we'll win in a McGovern-like expert pollster. Is Sanders, in fact, are there any signs that you've seen that would indicate Sanders is substantially worse for the Democrats because he's too extreme than all the other ones in a one-on-one with Donald Trump?
Hard to say. I think it's still a little too soon because we haven't even gotten to the first caucus yet. The one thing with Sanders is he does poll very well with independents, and he gets the younger voters excited. He's doing decent with minorities, especially Hispanics. But I think his biggest problem is he's the nominee. He's an avowed socialist. And he's going to be racist socialist.
And he doesn't have black support. He has none of the black support as of
no.
None of it. So that's
and
a
I
problem
think the
for
Democrats,
him.
They want to run away from that.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a lot of problems. The one that's weird to me, and I know you've looked at numbers your whole life, right? So here's what's weird to me. I've seen all kinds of studies that indicate, you know, America cares about the way a person looks when you run for president of the United States. Usually the handsomer or prettier person wins. Usually the person who smiles the most wins. Since the day of John F. Kennedy, since we've watched debates on TV, basically the more attractive, telegenic person wins every election. Bernie Sanders breaks every mold. He's like an unattractive old man with crazy hair. He looks like a raving madman. And especially young people, why would they vote for an old man that looks like their grandfather or their great-grandfather, like a raving maniac? It's a little, you know, strange, isn't it?
It is. I mean, but for some reason, you know, this kind of crazy Uncle Bernie character appeals to college.
They think he's cute.
But I think a lot of it. Yeah, and he wants to give away a lot of free stuff. And what college kid doesn't want free stuff?
Yeah, there you go. So really, it's not about his looks. It's only about the fact he's giving away free stuff. They don't care if you're the handsomest person in the world. If you want to give them, you know, rocks for Christmas, they don't like you. But if you're giving them $1 million for Christmas, they'll take the ugly old grandfather. It's kind of funny. It's just against all the trends I've ever seen about politics. Sanders doesn't look like a president. He doesn't look like a guy you'd like. It's kind of strange. Maybe Hillary's right. Nobody does like him, but... Then again, no one likes her either, so who's she to cast stones? Jonathan Zogby, his website is zogbyanalytics.com, Zogby Analytics, and we appreciate you coming on. He's one of the best. Jonathan, have a great weekend.
You too, Wayne. Thanks a lot.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's no secret gold is the best way to protect your assets in 2020. Central banks know it, billionaires know it, and especially my listeners know it. So what's the best way to play the gold rush of 2020? Simple. Own the best gold coins, historic St. Gaudens, in the best quality, mint state, for the best company, Swiss America, the most trusted name in gold, for over 35 years, at the best price. First, write this number down. 800-289-2646. Again, 800-289-2646. If you call Swiss America today and say you're a war listener, you can receive up to three beautiful Mint State 63 $20 St. Gaudens gold coins at a savings of 22%. Did you hear me? Call now and save 22% on $20 gold coins. Limit three per customer. The number again, 800-289-2646. Toll free, 800-289-2646. Or go to SwissAmerica.com. Tell them war sent ya.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. Sponsor this segment, Real Water. They've got Real Water Concentrate that turns any water you've got, any coffee, any tea, any juice, any wine, into an alkaline electron abundant powerhouse. So you don't even have to buy bottles of real water. You just use the real water concentrate and you put a few drops in anything you're drinking and it becomes this amazing thing. So here's the thing. You can get a free bottle of real water concentrate because you're a fan of Wayne Allen Root. All you have to do is call them up and tell them War sent me and I get a free bottle of real water concentrate. Call 702-381-1217, 702-381-1217. You will have to pay a small shipping and handling fee if you're outside Vegas. But who cares? The bottle's free. You get a chance to try it out, and I'm telling you, it'll make a difference in your life. Or go to teamgetreal.com, 381-1217 with a 702 area code, or teamgetreal.com. If you're in Vegas, call 702-381-1217, and tell them you'll stop by the plant. You'll get the bottle free, and you won't even have to pay the shipping and handling, or go to teamgetreal.com. Free, free, free. Can't offer you any more than that. So I told you this this virus, coronavirus, in China is causing problems even for us, but certainly China's in big trouble, and the Chinese economy is in big trouble. The Dow dropped 170 points to end the week over coronavirus fears because of a second U.S. case of the deadly coronavirus confirmed, stoking concerns over the sickness's impact on the global economy. You know, something like this, a pandemic, could shut down the whole world's economy. The 30-stock average briefly fell more than 300 points before recovering some of those losses. The S&P 500 fell as well. The NASDAQ composite fell as well. On Friday, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said a Chicago resident who traveled to Wuhan, the Chinese city where the coronavirus originated, in December was diagnosed with sickness. U.S. Senator John Barrasso later said the CDC told lawmakers they're about to confirm a third case of Wuhan virus in the U.S. It looks like we have two documented cases in the U.S., and it looks like a third may be confirmed as well. Shares of United and American Airlines both fell. Shares of Las Vegas Sands and Wynn Resorts fell. Why? Because people may not travel. People may not go to Vegas. People may not fly. People won't stay in hotels. People won't go to restaurants. Restaurant stocks will probably drop. These are all very scary things. I'm trying to find the article I found that talked about how scary this could actually be. And I'm trying to find it because I have hundred. Here it is. I have so many articles here that I want to talk about. I never get to all of them. But this time I'm petrified. Virologist who helped discover the SARS pandemic offers chilling take on coronavirus outbreak. You know, you might say, no problem, right? We survived SARS, so we'll survive this one too. Not quite. One of the virologists who discovered SARS, which also originated from China, paints a far more grim tale of the latest outlook compared to what took place in 2003. After the virologist Guan Yi of the University of Hong Kong State Key Laboratory of Emerging Infectious Diseases visited Wuhan, he says that he didn't see nearly enough being done to fight off the new epidemic. He said that due to the new year, people were out at markets without masks, without any sense of the epidemic. He points out that airports are not being disinfected, and that local governments weren't even handing out quarantine guides to people who were leaving the city. The city did ultimately disinfect the market where the virus was traced back to, but Guan said this could actually hurt researchers' chances of finding out where the virus originated, warning, what we have seen so far is just the beginning. This virologist says a bigger outbreak is certain. He estimated conservatively this outbreak could be a 10 times bigger than SARS epidemic outbreak because that virus was transmitted by only a few super spreaders in a more defined part of the country. We've passed through the golden period for prevention and control, he said. What's more, we've got the holiday traffic rush and a dereliction of duty from certain officials. Asked if this wasn't enough to send a chill down your spine, he said, I've seen it all. Bird flu, SARS, influenza A, swine fever, and the rest. But the Wuhan pneumonia makes me feel extremely powerless. Most of the past epidemics were controllable, but this time I'm petrified. So as we update this on Friday morning today, 40 million people have now been quarantined. 900 have been affected with the virus. A 26th death was reported Friday morning in China. Two deaths reported outside of Wuhan. Additionally, hospitals in Wuhan have been making a desperate plea for help and supplies as some patients showing symptoms are even being turned away from hospitals. So there are very smart people who are very scared what this could become. We shall see. Death toll's now 41 a year. Went from 26 to 41. And that was quick. And, you know, it'll go from 41 to 100 and to 1,000 very quickly if we're not careful. And who knows how far it's gotten out of Wuhan and China in general. There are cases in Hong Kong, another disaster, because that's an international city. Everyone who does business in the United States does business in Hong Kong. Very scary if it gets to Hong Kong in a big way. And unlike Obama, I guarantee you Trump will not hesitate to shut flights down from countries that have a real problem. It could be bringing people to this country that could cause a pandemic. Trump is smart. I don't know what Obama was. I'm not going to call him dumb, but maybe reckless, maybe not caring so much about America because he's, you know, typical liberal. I'm so compassionate about the sick people carrying the Ebola virus. I don't want to make them feel like they're bad people, so we can't shut down the flights. And that would be racist because it's coming from Africa. We can't shut down flights to predominantly black nations. We'd be a racist country. That's the way liberals think. You know, I think and Trump thinks, shut the damn lights down!
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Say.